I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A key meeting with world leaders has the spotlight this week. Then, it's the 70th anniversary of the martyrdom of MAF pilot Nate Saint and four other missionaries. We'll talk about their legacy in just a few moments. But first, thousands of world leaders and representatives in politics, business, academia, and civil society have gathered in Europe this week. The reason? The World Economic Forum. This annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, aims to foster dialogue on global issues. Joe Hanley serves with A3, a leader development group. He says that despite criticism of the forum as being elitist,
they're meeting at a pivotal moment in history. You know, when I look at the world, what was the post-World War II kind of global order is completely being reshaped these days.
Conversations at Davos can have global ripple effects. Hanley is watching closely for implications on the Ukraine-Russia war, tensions between Cambodia and Thailand, and ongoing religious freedom concerns around the world. However,
the world is seeking coordination to solve global solutions and problems. But we know that the Word of God teaches us that no system can heal the human heart or human condition.
That conviction has driven A3's work for decades, equipping Christian leaders to serve differently.
The world doesn't suffer from a shortage of smart people, but it suffers from a shortage of Christ-like character.
Pray for godliness, wisdom, justice, and compassion among world leaders this week and beyond. Next, every year, Open Doors provides a ranking of the top 50 most difficult countries in which to be a Christian. And this year, India moved from number 11 to 12. Raina Miller with Mission India says it's not as promising as it seems.
The reality is, if you look at this year's list compared to last year's list, Syria jumped from a ranking of number 18 up to number 6, which just bumped everybody else down one. From our perspective, India is just as troublesome for Christians. It's just Syria got even worse. So we've got story after story from 2025 of severe persecution that's really concerning and dangerous for our partners and for other believers in the field. And we just don't see India becoming any safer for Christians, unfortunately.
Mission India partners have continued to report persecution. For instance, one Sunday in September, they heard of 8 churches that had been disrupted, and that was just one Sunday. The month before, an adult literacy training class was thrown into chaos after being interrupted by an extremist group. However, Miller says their partners remain steadfast.
We hear from our partners over and over and over that they're not praying for persecution to stop. They're just praying for God to make a way for the gospel to spread anyway.
Join us in praying that God would continue to grow the church in India.
They really see that as persecution takes place, so does the growth of the church. And they're eager to keep spreading the gospel no matter how many of these things keep happening.
And finally, earlier this month marked 70 years since the martyrdom of Nate Saint, Jim Elliot, Ed McCulley, Peter Fleming, and Roger Udarian. It's a day that forever impacted the heart of missions. Nate Saint was a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, and on a jungle beach in Ecuador, the 5 missionaries were killed by the very tribe they were trying to reach with the gospel. We spoke with Jean Jordan, a former MAF pilot whose mother was good friends with many of the missionaries' widows.
I have a picture of myself sitting on Nate's knee in the little jungle station of Shandia where the Elliots worked, and I don't remember it. I was too young. But what I do remember is always knowing of Nate with an airplane serving other people in the jungle.
And it still echoes today, the faith of these men, their widows, and a surrender to God's will.
I have a letter that Elizabeth Elliot wrote my mom just a couple weeks after Jim was killed. And in it, she says, "My house feels empty, but Jim died doing exactly what he felt God would have him do in the fullness of his manhood. And I cannot fault God for anything."
So what mission field is God calling you to? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.